There's electric cars, there's electric trains. Here comes a robot with electric brains.
Well, if you have a desk job, the sight of a robot working beside you sounds futuristic. So you might be surprised, as I was, to learn that robots are actually hard at work in warehouses and automation centers. In today's innovation segment, how robots are changing the way we live and work. WGBH Radio's Kara Miller has her finger on the pulse. Good morning, Kara.
Good morning, Bob.
So are robots already doing a lot of jobs at warehouses and factories?
They really are. And look, they're essentially a fixed cost. So if you think about this, you're a boss, right? You have robots. They don't need health care. They generally do not care whether the box that they pick up is 5 pounds or 45 pounds. And if you have a job with some danger, you would much rather have a robot be injured, and it may actually not be injured, but you'd much rather have a robot be injured than a person. So as a result, we have all sorts of industries turning to robotics. There's actually a Massachusetts company, Symbotic, that, for example, is changing the way that grocery warehouses operate. And I talked to the CEO, Jim Baum, about the real complexity of what grocery stores require and why they might actually turn to robotics.
One of the things that people don't generally see when they go into the grocery store and they look at the aisles and the groceries that are in the aisles, beverages that are there, all of the different things, the produce that's there, the frozen food that's there, there is a tremendous set of machinery behind actually getting that stuff onto those shelves in the right quantities at the right time, keeping those shelves stocked so that the products are there when people want to come buy them. And so behind all of that is this whole network of transportation and warehousing and logistics that move products from the manufacturers into warehouses, through trucking and shipping processes, and ultimately onto those store shelves.
Well, it seems like a pretty complex job. Can robots really deal with this kind of intricacy?
So there are definitely humans that are running the warehouse, that are overseeing things. But I have to say, the robots are incredibly efficient. They can move very fast, more than 20 miles an hour, which is faster than most humans, unless you're Usain Bolt or something, can go. They are smart enough not to bump into anything, and they've actually been directed to pack the pallets that go out to the grocery stores with the goods that the store wants to unpack first on top. So it's really easy. You know, it's exactly what you would hope. They can unpack those things first.
So do you think robots will really replace people in running warehouses?
I do. You know, the more you learn about this, the more you realize that robots, they may not be the supervisors, but they are largely going to be the workers, I think, in the future. And here's what's interesting. I think that the decisions that you and I make every day are fueling these increasing numbers of warehouses and the decreasing number of stores. And the reason is because every time, you know, you go and you buy a book on Amazon or you know, I buy a friend a wedding present at their online Macy's registry or their Crate and Barrel registry, you're really sending a message to a warehouse. And it says, like, quick, get me the item that I just requested, put it in a box, send it to me immediately. And so all day long, someone or something has to run around a huge warehouse moving and shipping products. And for roboticists, this is a major part of the robot revolution. Let's turn again to Symbotic's Jim Baum.
Once you click that buy button online, which is so easy to do, how does that thing actually show up at your front door, right? And it's a very complex process. It's a very expensive process. And it's a place that's both filled with automation and robotic technologies today and filled with more opportunities for automation and robotic applications today. So I think that's the kind of thing we're going to see.
So do you think that we'll see a day when robots break out of the warehouses? And are we seeing places where robots are actually interacting with people?
Yeah, they already are interacting with and helping humans in some ways. They've certainly been sent into dangerous radioactive situations like the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant in Japan. They already defuse bombs for the military. They work in some hospitals. They're starting to carrying around medicine and tools. I mean, some people have the Roomba, so they clean your floor. But the question of are they going to be your friend is interesting, and it's a tougher one, which I talked about with Mike Jennert, who runs the robotics program at Worcester Polytechnic Institute, sort of training the next generation of roboticists. And he said it's a few years away, but he can imagine a robot that might, for example, help elderly people.
People want to stay in their homes much longer. Right? Well, you might need a little help around the kitchen, getting your coffee, tying your shoe. You don't want to have to go to a facility for elder people just because you can't drink your coffee. If you had a robot in the kitchen helping you out, well, you could stay where you are longer and be much happier.
And that would be a huge increase, improvement in quality of life, right?
Yeah, what's fascinating about robots is that they're just adding to our lives and simultaneously, and not surprisingly, slowly eating up some of the jobs that humans have been doing, which is, of course, altering the economy.
Wow. You can hear Kara on her program Innovation Hub tomorrow morning at 7 right here on WGBH Radio. Plus, Kara's gearing up for a big live event coming up next week.
Yeah, we are taking Innovation Hub on the road. So mark your calendar next Thursday, September 27th at the Modern Theater in Boston. And our topic is actually going to be this new wave of robots and automation getting into so many aspects of our lives. And we're going to feature some of the country's top roboticists and an author who argues that the rise of robots may be partly to blame for our shrinking middle class, as we were sort of just discussing. So tickets are pretty limited, but to be in our audience, visit wgbh.org/innovationhub.
And will that really be you on stage?
It may be. It may not be. You'll have to see.
Okay. Thank you, Kara. We look forward to it.
Thanks, Bob.